What it means for me to be an American, it means walking a path in two different worlds. My name is Blue Adams. I am Mandan, Hadatsa, and Dene. I am an entrepreneur, restaurateur, and I work for a few nonprofits. I have a unique worldview where we are indigenous to this continent. Yet, as America was developed, we were often the last to gain rights and citizenship. Sometimes we're at odds with the culture where we are very attuned to how we treat the land, our water, our air. And that is a direct juxtaposition to this culture of individualism that Americans have. And what I mean by that is everything that we do, we consider how that affects our community, how it affects generations beyond us. That filters through everything, even our businesses. Right now, we're in my restaurant called House of Fry Bread in Provo, Utah. I never liked cooking. I had a hard time with it. I loved food. I just always loved it because to me it was a form of storytelling. So it was actually when I started my first restaurant, I enlisted the help of my brother who was a chef. And we worked really closely developing the menus. I would come up with an idea and he would just articulate it so beautifully in his recipes. And then COVID hit and we were isolating at home. And I thought, you know, this is a great time to learn how to cook. And unfortunately, in December, early January, we lost my brother to COVID. And we had it was days when we were planning on opening House of Fry Bread. And literally days after he gave me my last recipe, he passed. So I learned to cook really fast on the fly in a commercial setting. And I have to credit him because I didn't realize how much I had learned just watching him. So we're closed on Mondays because we use the space as a community space. We actually have a book club coming in at 7. Really, the only goal for me was to provide that place where people felt comfortable enough to be vulnerable. So I wanted to create that here. I didn't really have safe spaces like this growing up. I grew up in Springville, one of just a few Native families. There was a lot of racism surrounding my childhood. To credit my siblings, it just rolled off their back. You know, my older brothers had long hair since I can remember. And they would wear feathers in their hair and they were never ashamed of who they were. And that, of course, built that foundation of strength. I never struggled with my indigeneity. In Navajo culture, we call it where your belly button is buried. And in the literal sense, it's a ceremony that takes place in Navajo culture where you bury your placenta. And that is where your home is, and that's where you belong. It doesn't matter what name you call this land. I belong to this land.